Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range or Prenemectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Well, the nice rainfall that fell across the state was a welcome sight to cotton producers, but more will be needed as they get closer to planting season. I had the opportunity to speak with Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cotton Council, Harvey Schroeder, and he said as the drought deepens, producers have got to think about those opportunities to have cover.
If you've got wheat stubble or something like that there, you know, rather than destroying it, you need to keep it. So there's a whole plethora, if you will, of things you can do that won't make it rain, but they can help you through the rain. Tillage is one of them. Fire protection is another. It's a really a big deal out in western Oklahoma right now. You know, you've got to be mindful of what your conditions are.
Schroeder also said producers should check on what's predicted.
It may give you an idea that you may need to plant less. We plant cotton by seeds per acre now. You may need to go down on your seeding rate just a little bit, you know, to be sure if you get a rain that what you've got seeded is going to be sufficient.
March 31st is the deadline for producers to enroll their crops in the Cotton Trust Protocol. He says if you haven't completed the process yet, you still have time.
If you've got interest there, if you haven't done it, you need to go to TrustUSCotton.org will get you started. If you get in there and need help, then you go to growers@TrustUSCotton.org. It'll take you, maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes to fill this out. But a very neat thing is going on right now. You can let your crop consultant, you can authorize your crop consultant to go into your field and I'm not talking dirt, but on the computer and fill it out for you.
Schroeder also reminds producers of a fun event coming up, the 2022 Cotton Denim Bowl.
We'll have a live auction. We'll have a silent auction. We had a fantastic meal, open bar. And like I say, all the proceeds go to the CAC. The monies for it are provided by the people who service the cotton industry in Oklahoma. So it's a pretty cool deal. It really is. And having it at the Skirvin is pretty nice, too. So
Denim Ball is going to take place on April the 22nd and 23rd at the Skirvin in Oklahoma City. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.